morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. It is the Monday after Christmas and we have lit all the candles on the Advent wreath. And so some of you are done celebrating, some of you have parties to go to yet, some of you maybe feel a little bit empty, kind of that hangover of Christmas, of anticipating the time and then all of a sudden it's over in one day or one weekend. So I want to give a piece of hope to you all on this Monday after Christmas. And it comes from Luke 2:8. And it says, "There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night." Now this sounds like a scripture we probably read on Christmas Eve or before that in our Advent readings. But what I want to talk about today is that God works through the unexpected. And we've been going through the book Honest Advent with Scott Erickson. And in one of his chapters, he talks about the unexpected and how God works within that. The shepherds were people who didn't own the sheep. They were hired hands. And they were viewed as dishonest and untrustworthy. They were also people that if they failed at everything else, this was going to be their job. So being a shepherd in Jesus' time was kind of a last resort. So they were kind of the lowest of lows, the least of these, as the Bible would say. But God chose to appear to them to tell them about the Messiah who was born. These shepherds that nobody trusted, that didn't have much confidence in themselves, God showed up to proclaim the good news of Christ. And so in our lives, we can maybe find some kind of meaning in the unexpected. Maybe it's one of those kids in your neighborhood that keeps coming over to your house and bothering you. Maybe it's through the father who's waiting in line for welfare. Maybe it's through that greeter at Walmart. God shows up in the most unexpected places at the most unexpected times. The story of Christ being born is unexpected too. The King of all kings, born in a manger, born amongst animals, in a barn. God uses the unexpected. God hides revelations in the things that we ignore. The things that we ignore and take either for granted or we ignore completely. So that maybe we can humble ourselves to have ears to hear, eyes to see, and our hearts open to what God is doing. Maybe sometimes God even works through people that you think are bad. Maybe God works through people that you think are unworthy. Maybe God works through people that you may think are your enemy. Because God continues to work in and out of our world through people, through us. Maybe it's through social norms, maybe it's through hierarchy norms, maybe it's through systemic injustice, racial injustice. All of these things are maybe being used by God to do the unexpected. Sometimes we need to just put on a different perspective in order to see that. We get a peek at this love of God's that is transforming and underneath all the glitz and glam, but God is doing something new with the least of these. Now, a transformation is required for all this. Transformation was required for the townspeople who heard the proclamation from the shepherds. The transformation was required by the shepherds who failed at everything else and were shepherds to hear what God had to say. Because it was all very unexpected. So it's with you as well, that divine proclamation will come through very unexpected ways. It very well may be through the ignored and marginalized aspects of your life. Maybe even the embarrassing and unsuccessful parts. And maybe in that, maybe just in that, you will hear God say, "Do not be afraid. I am with you. The Savior has been born to you." So my hope for you this week and the coming year, this year has been a year of unexpected changes, that you may find God in the unexpected, that you may find Christ hidden in the marginalized, hidden in those that we ignore, hidden in the things that we take for granted, because that is where God is doing God's work. Have a great week.